that's invited. So gone and get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop a phone.
And we're back here at the Slider House. Part of me just wants to sing whenever the song comes out. My three-year-old, by the way, has got the song memorized. She would be a YouTube sensation.
You got to start that early, you know. I think if you really want to make it on YouTube, yeah, you got to start early.
She's three.
Well, maybe that's a
little early. Is that too late?
No, I don't think it's too late. I think you're golden.
I mean, this could go.
Sing?
This could go viral. This song.
Well, let's do it.
That's her song.
You'll get some hits. We'll put it on Snapchat. She'll be like Kim Kardashian.
There we go. Although Kim Kardashian became famous for a different reason, right?
We don't have to get. This is a family show.
This is a family show. Yeah. So we don't want her to be like Kim Kardashian.
No, we don't.
We're live at the Slider House. This is Sports Medicine, brought to you by Gateway Buick GMC, right there at the corner of I-270 McDonald Boulevard. Gateway is the right way, and living healthy is the right way, is it not, Doc? That's why we have a special guest. You never know who's going to show up here on Sports Medicine. Monica Adams, you see her on Fox 2. How early in the morning do you wake up, by the way?
2:45.
Oh,
you got to be up tomorrow. You got to be up tomorrow morning at 2:45.
I do. That's how much I love you guys.
Oh,
I came
my
over
God.
Here.
Are you tired right now?
No, I took a nap.
Did you?
You know, yeah. I see her at 7:40. She's already been up 5 hours.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, what time do you get to work?
About 4:30.
Your first hit on there is what?
Right about 5.
About 5 o'clock.
But the thing is, you know, I've been in this business 24 years, and I do not drink coffee. So everyone's like, what in the world? Where do you get your energy from? It is literally just living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Loving life. I don't really do a lot of caffeine, but the majority of everybody we work with in the business, do you drink coffee?
I drink a lot of coffee, but yeah. I also exercise, and I feel like I live a pretty good lifestyle. But, you know, I'm not a wellness and transformation expert like you. So maybe that's why I rely on coffee, but I love coffee. I'm not one of those coffee drinkers, though, that drink it all day long.
Do it for the taste? Do you do it for the energy?
Oh, listen, it gets me going in the morning.
Are you a zombie in the morning?
No, not at all. To be honest, but you know, when you have little kids running around and,
sure,
and a wife, you gotta have coffee to get yourself going.
Doc, do you do coffee?
You know, I don't drink very much just because of the surgical thing and the shakes and
right,
getting too hopped up. But I'll have an occasional cup of coffee on the weekends or you know a couple of sips. The problem, I think, when you're a surgeon is that you don't want to get too shook up. You
absolutely.
Know.
And then you have that massive drop after that caffeine high.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, I think for me, eating healthy and what we're going to talk about, which is exercise and trying to get St. Louis healthy, is probably a little bit of a better way to go.
Absolutely. You know, so Andy, Doc, and I have talked about this for a long time, and we've been wanting to form this collaboration, and it's just – I've been a trainer for 19 years. I've worked with different doctors. I was a wellness director with a healthcare company, and then a lot of corporations. I'll do motivational speaking with them and then get them on a corporate wellness program. But it's really all about trying to be preventative, you know, and if you can avoid the surgery and possibly, which is what I did. I mean, that's truly why I got into the business in the first place. I was told I had to have surgery by several doctors many, many, many years ago on my knee. I kept looking for another opinion. And finally, one of the doctors came back and said, the one thing you could possibly do is try and build up the muscles in your quadricep and help stabilize the knee. Maybe that will help you avoid it. And sure enough, I did. Now, if you have to have surgery, you have to have surgery, but you want to get back in the game. He did my shoulder surgery many, many years ago, and it's amazing, stronger than ever, and I'm doing things that I wouldn't have been able to do. So there's going to be times where you have to have surgery, but it's getting back and sticking with the program because, you know, Doc Lehman will say, I want you to go to physical therapy. They hopefully will follow through their physical therapy and not go a few times and then just say that they're done. But it's what do you do after that? It's the transition after physical therapy.
And I think that's right. And you know what? I think sports guys, we're not really big on doing surgery. We are big on strengthening and conditioning. And so if you can avoid surgery, listeners out there, you know, you want to do everything. That should be the last Hail Mary, in my opinion. And I think Monica's right. But the biggest thing we can offer is what do? You do your physical therapy. You get your range of motion back. You certainly haven't regained your strength. You really haven't regained the ability to throw or to run or whatever. And I think that's where this collaboration comes in. So it's how you get back to playing softball, playing basketball, playing golf after the surgery when you went to your 10 visits to PT and they said, okay, you look fine. Hasta luego. And you know you're not fine. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where Monica comes in and says, hey, look, let's get you back to your normal activities, the things you want to do?
You know, you have to maintain, there's no question. A lot of people out there, they're intimidated, number one, of going into a gym. But they also are intimidated thinking that they have to belong to a gym and they have to have a personal trainer
right. In
order to get in shape. Now, you say you're a personal trainer. You have been one for 19 years. I don't know how you have time for that, by the way, when you're getting up at 2:45 in the morning. So are you working out for a couple hours before you go to work?
I used to. I was in radio, I used to get up at 1:45.
Oh my God.
And I would do Tai Bo back then for like 45 minutes. I'd shower and then go into work.
Tai Bo.
Remember that Billy Blanks back then?
Nobody's dropped a Tai Bo since the hula hoop.
Do you remember that? And do you remember, what was her name? Tammy with Abs of Steel and the Buns of Steel?
Oh,
yes. Back then, the VHS tapes.
Yeah.
No, seriously. So I used to do that back then because I knew that when I got off the air, I'd come home, literally run my dogs just so they would get their exercise.
Yeah.
And then I would personal train from like 4 until 8 in the evening.
Wow.
It was a crazy life.
Where are you
then.
Training now? Are you still training?
Absolutely. So I went out on my own about 3 years ago, and I will go to people's homes. I train at different parks and do boot camp style training if they want that. But the biggest thing I want your listeners to understand is, you really hit the nail on the head when people talk about being scared, being nervous, feeling like they don't belong.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily have to walk into a gym. There's so much you can do. There are many of my clients that know when I show up and I don't have one piece of weight with me, they're scared because there's so much you can do as you can, right? You'll attest to this, Doc. With just your body weight resistance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's really no excuses. So people will go on vacation. They'll tell me, oh, I'm not going to be able to have access to a gym. I can't work out for a while. And I'm like, you have a body, don't you? Mm-hmm. You have this little 4x4 space.
So what can somebody do without weights and without a gym if they are on vacation?
Do planks. That's amazing for your core. Do wall sits. If someone says they can't do a squat and they have a range of motion issue, they have an injury we're trying to come back from, we put them up against the wall. We work in the muscles where they can, in that particular range where they are, and we take them beyond that. But there's tons. Push-ups. There's ab work you can do. There's lunge work you can do. There's not excuses. Side, you know, plank work for obliques, etc. But what I do for everyone is you come to me and we find out where you are. We do, we will do an assessment on you. I'm not going to throw you into some crazy intense training when you're not ready for it. You've got to. There's people who have never lifted a weight in their life or never exercised, or they may be in a category of being morbidly obese, obese classification, over fat classification. As you can see, I'm going down because I'm trying to get them into the healthy category.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not going to take that person who's in the highest category and then ask them to do something that somebody's been training with me for 10 years.
And I think that's the biggest question, Doc. I mean, if you have somebody who is obese and they have been for virtually most of their life, and not that they just get to a point where they just accept it, but they don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. What's the first step towards getting healthy when you basically have been in a certain state, both physically and mentally, for just about your entire life?
Well, you know, I think the first thing, and Monica hit on it a little bit, you have to get with somebody who knows how to train you safely.
Mm-hmm.
So you're 100 pounds overweight. Monica can talk to you about what you should be eating, how you need to eat. We can talk to you about what you should be eating and how you need to eat to start to lose weight. And then you want to get on a regimen that's safe, but that progresses you through the stages so you can then do more and more aggressive activity. Maybe a walking program, like Monica said, a plank program, maybe some mountain climbers, just something that's very simple that you can do on a daily basis, and she can kind of walk you through that and then progress you. So that, A, you're looking forward to doing it. B, you're not walking to a gym, like you said, and feeling totally self-conscious. And then something you could do at home. You really have no excuses. It's raining. It's cold. It's this. It's too hot. Mm-hmm. No excuses. And I think once you get addicted to it, you're golden.
It takes a mental change, though, too, right?
It does. The mental side has to be there. And here's the thing. We're not going to tell somebody they have to go out and run if they absolutely hate running.
Mm.
So it is in that first session when we sit down with someone. What do you love to do? What did you do when you were younger, maybe? If you want to do some type of dancing, you want to do Pilates, you want to go into golf or tennis or hockey, whatever it may be, we'll do that training to get you back into that. So you're enjoying it. So you're enjoying your hobby. Just like anything, you can't go into work and hate the people that you work with and think you're going to do it day in and day out.
Yeah.
You're not going to continue to do any type of a wellness fitness program if you hate what you're doing.
Do you believe in goal setting?
I do. I mean, it's not. I would rather they said it than me saying, I want you to do this. What do you want? And when I ask them, it's not how much weight you want to lose. It's not what dress size or pant size you want to lose. I ask them, what are your goals? And that goal can look very different for every person. It might be, I want to go ride a ride at Six Flags with my kid, but I can't get in because I can't, you know, I can't get into that seat because I'm too overweight. Mm. I mean, that gives me chills. It's an aha moment for a mom or a dad who's never been able to ride a ride with their kid because they're too heavy.
And I'll never ride with my, I'm scared to death, Doc,
of
roller coasters. I'm not getting on one.
Well, we might need to find a psychiatrist or a behavioral specialist for you.
A buddy of mine called me yesterday, actually said, hey, you want to go to Six Flags tomorrow? I couldn't go anyway because I had to work and whatever, but I said, I am not going to Six Flags. I'm not getting on.
You can't look at those videos.
I don't like roller coasters. I had a bad experience.
We got to get you back in the
game. In Las Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Did you fall out?
You weren't hanging. I was
very, very late.
There was one on the news. I mean, a
right?
Little girl fell out of the thing.
Oh, my God. When?
She was hanging from it.
2 days ago.
And was she, but was she hung on forever until she was able?
She did?
Until she was able to drop down and the people were able to catch her.
And where was this?
I forget where
it was.
It was
like
that?
South Carolina or somewhere.
See, that's what I mean.
you're not going to fall off a roller coaster. We just scarred him even more.
I don't like roller coasters and I don't like zoos.
What's wrong with the zoo? You think the animals are going to come
well,
out?
Well, the time.
You had another bad experience?
Well, no. But you see these on the news how somebody falls into either the pit.
No, or, they go in there. They're not supposed to.
Or the animal gets loose. And that'll happen on the day that I go.
You've been watching too much of The Jungle Book. I don't think that really happens.
All I know is this. I'll never get eaten by an animal if I don't go to the zoo. And I'll never fall out of a roller coaster if I never go on one.
That's probably right.
Okay.
So go ahead.
Go ahead.
So I wanted to ask Monica, Monica is very fit, and I would just like Monica to give us a short dissertation on diet. What does Monica Adams eat?
Okay, so every morning, like a religion, I have a particular shake that I've loved. It's, you know, anybody who's watched the infomercials, they see Tony Horton on there doing P90X, et cetera. I drink Shakeology, have for 7 years. It's my religion. It's in my body. There's where my energy comes from.
Shakeology.
Shakeology.
Yeah, Shakeology. So which you had to order online?
I've been a Beachbody coach for about 6 or 7 years, so my clients usually will order it through me.
Okay.
And they either will do it like I do in the morning, or they'll drink it after their workout. Because, you know, you've got that critical time period after you've trained, trying to get the proper protein, carbohydrates back into your system. And that's where people go wrong. They'll work out really hard, then they become ravenously hungry, and they go run errands, and about an hour and a half, 2 hours have passed, and then they stop at a fast food place.
I know.
And they're backwards.
Can't
no.
do that. Can't
so
do that.
Me, yes, I drink my Shakeology. I like the chocolate
version. Are you eating food, too, or no?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the biggest thing I say. Don't just think you can just have supplements. You have to have real food. So a few hours later, I might have some fruit. I might have an egg white omelet. That I'll mix up with some veggies. I cook things at the station. If somebody needs a small snack, I'll tell them, you know, have some almonds on hand. But you have to watch. I mean, it's healthy fats, but you have to watch how many you're eating.
I know. I buy almonds. I eat like a ton of them.
That's the problem.
So, you know.
You need to have them and just put them in the small bags.
I know. But so have you heard of like Isagenics, you know?
I have.
Okay. So is that similar to like a Shakeology? I mean, there's a lot of different options out there.
There
you
are
know?
Options. And that's the thing. We said before, if somebody has to find the program fitness-wise that fits for them, we would find that for them. Mm-hmm. I would introduce them to this. If it works for them, great. I'm not gonna push anything on anybody.
Yeah.
But this, for every one of my clients, they literally are addicted to it. I can't wait to wake up in the morning because I...
Really?
Yes.
Even at 2:45 in the morning?
It tastes amazing. I put almond butter it.
Yeah.
Like a tablespoon or 2 tablespoons max.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. People have too much peanut butter.
And you blend it.
And I'll blend it up. That's my shake.
You can't have too much almond butter, though.
Yes, you can. You got to watch the calories. So I drink that. Then I'll have, like, before I came here, I had a salad and I put some grilled chicken on it. So if somebody wants to go vegan, vegetarian, they want to cut more animal proteins out.
What's your take on vegan and vegetarian? You think? I mean, can you build up strength and
yes.
be in great shape as a vegan, as a vegetarian?
Absolutely. I actually, when I was doing radio, I looked into it. I wanted to find a bodybuilder who led a vegan lifestyle, and
you found one?
Yes.
And he's big, he's got big muscles?
The problem is people think that they can't get the proper amount of protein, and it's not true. It's just the fact that they don't realize
they get it differently.
I mean, actually, there's a vegan version of the Shakeology that I drink, and it's from sprouted pea proteins and different kind of sprouted things like that instead of whey, which is from animal.
Right, right. And you can have tofu, tempeh.
Tempeh is fantastic.
Obviously, black beans.
Yep. There's a lot of meat substitutes. There's dairy substitutes, et cetera.
And the meat substitutes are loaded with protein, are they not?
Absolutely. And what it does, it just takes on, soy, and then, like I said, some sprouted pea proteins. There might be brown rice in it, in the tempeh. But it just takes on, just like anything you're making with chicken or whatever that protein is, it depends on how you're making it.
Yeah.
It's not that people should stay away from it, but we're not going to force vegan on them. If they want to do it, great. If they even want to do it for a couple of weeks, I'll have some clients do it because suddenly they're like, wow, my digestion feels better. Animal protein's hard on us.
Mm.
And especially if you're eating red meat regularly, it's, you know.
What do you think of red meat, just in general?
Me personally. Yeah. And again, I'm all about finding what works for each person. Yeah. Me personally, I don't do it very much.
No.
I find that when I do, my body's more sluggish, my energy's low, and just from my digestion standpoint, I don't feel like myself for a couple days.
Seafood?
I love seafood.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so I won't go straight vegan. I could probably be a pescatarian.
Ooh. And pescatarian, see, what's a pescatarian? Okay, well, I call it a vegan.
I like it.
Right?
I like that better.
It's vegan.
It is.
If you eat fish and you just don't
and fish
touch
and
any
vegetables
other.
And healthy grains. Yeah. Well, what about you, Doc? Do you do fish, chicken?
I'm a big fish eater. I think there's a lot of reasons not to eat red meat. There's been a lot of studies that show that creates premature heart disease, and it probably is a precursor to metabolic disease. So there's a lot of reasons, in my opinion, not to eat meat. Now, today's meat and even today's chicken, the way it's raised and the antibiotics and the steroids make me nervous. I have to just be very honest. So I like fish that has been caught in the wild. I'm not a big fan of fish
farm
that are grown.
Farm-raised, yeah.
Right, that are farm-raised. And I'm not a big fan of processed foods, which is kind of where you're going.
Right.
And I think as a doctor looking at the cancers and the pollutants and all the things we're seeing that we never saw, people say, well, we never had this 20 years ago. I think a lot of it has to do with our diet. So in my opinion, you're on the money.
Can you be healthy by eating right and not exercising, or by exercising and not eating right? Does it have to be a combination of the two?
Ideally, yes, there's a combination because we do need to move. Can you be healthier by eating proper? Yes, but your body still needs, I mean, you've seen probably those commercials of the girl on the red carpet and she looks aesthetically healthy.
Yeah.
But inside, she's probably not eating proper. So she might be working out. But 90% of it, we always say, your body is made in the kitchen.
I know. I hear that all the time. That's how you get like a six pack. You can't work your way into a six pack, right? At the gym.
No, you have to shred it down by eating proper.
Yeah.
But at the same time, how do we work the heart? We have to move. So, yes, you can eat heart-healthy food, but you have to move. And if you're not moving, then you're not working one of the most important muscles, which is inside. So it's a combination of both.
Mm. Right. I think that's right, and I think that's important. You know, we call it the 80-20 or the 90-10 rule, and so weight loss is probably 80% or 90% what you eat, what time you eat. And you can eat a lot. You can eat tons of food. You just have to eat the right foods. Now, I think the exercise is very important, but people out there who go exercise, and just like you were talking about, then stop at McDonald's on the way home and have a shake and some cookies, they're not really going to get anywhere. So I think it's very important to understand that if you're going to work out and you're going to get those benefits, you got to probably quit eating around 4 or 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock at night. And number one and number two.
I mean,
I'm telling you.
Doc, it's getting earlier and earlier by the week. It's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. How the hell are we going to stop eating at 4 o'clock?
You know, that's an entire.
I don't even get off the air till 8.
Well, and that's the thing. You have to figure out your schedule. I mean, you know, this is another show for us to do about talking about the fasting that people are doing, where they're eating for 8 hours and then fasting for the other 16.
Yeah.
Which would mean for us, I'd have to stop eating at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, my God.
See, that's a
huge brutal.
But
right.
What's the optimal time to have dinner, Doc?
Well, you know, I think there's two issues. One issue is you want to have a 12-hour period where you don't eat, which isn't really that hard. So if you get up at 2:40, you're screwed. But if you'd
have to stop eating at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right, that's not good. But if you get up at 7 and you quit eating at 7, you know, you're cool. You're all right.
Okay.
The other thing you have to do, I think, is after about 5, 6 o'clock, you should primarily only eat protein. Yes. So you don't want a carb load.
So protein's okay at night before you go to bed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what you don't want is you don't want the cheese and the guacamole dip and the chips.
Ice cream.
Not good.
No, because you're asking your body to try to break all that down, and then you're messing with your blood sugar levels. I mean, we always talk about eating like a king in the morning and then like a college kid that has no money later in the afternoon.
Okay, so, yeah, so, I mean, so you can load up. If you're going to stop at 7, and obviously wait till 7 a.m. to eat again, you can load up in the afternoon.
Well, absolutely. And if you eat most of your calories in the morning or in the afternoon, you know, and you quit, you're going to be golden. Those 12 hours give you a chance to be healthy, even if you don't eat that healthy. Give your digestion a way to go, and you will lose weight.
All right. Monica, this has been great. Very educational. We got to do this again very, very soon. I don't want to take you away from your sleep patterns and all that. But we'll see you tomorrow morning on Fox 2.
Yes, I'll be there for
at
you.
At 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. You'll get in around 4:30. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wake up at 2:45.
I do. I have
Why?
To look good.
Well, she has to look
it's
good.
It's not
man.
Radio. Now, all the 12
I know
years
that.
I did radio, I didn't have to.
How long does it take you to get to work?
Half hour.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
So you got to leave at 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may need about. You got to make that shake, too.
Yeah, see? And that takes a lot of time to blend up that almond butter.
How can people get in touch with you if they want
to? So we're going to link them actually onto your page, but if they could call Doc's office. Otherwise, they can email me. My email address is not the easiest to remember, so I'm going to link it to your page. It looks like into training you at sbcglobal.net, but they need the specifics from you.
So just look on Twitter and whatever.
Yeah, they can get me on Twitter. They can get me on Facebook. And we'll also talk in the future about the frog. I'm the first to bring it into town. It is the most amazing piece of equipment I've ever seen.
Wow, we got to talk about the frog.
There's your tease.
And you can Google it. It is amazing. But, you know, you can call my office or you can get a hold of Monica directly. But we want to set up boot camps, and we want people to be healthy. And we want to get groups of people, large groups of people, getting healthy.
All right. I'm all for it. Monica, thanks for coming in. Thanks.